Hello and welcome to the Arena Sports Show. We are absolutely thrilled to have you alongside us today. My name is Chloe Grace Mfenza. Joining us today is a very special guest, if of course an icon, that being Jomo Sono, nicknames you Suitcase, because his clearance was always in his bag, ready to go at any point. And of course, I believe that there's a certain player who believes that he owes him a ear surgery because of a certain tackle that led to a red card back in his playing days. Yapi Mudale joins us today. And of course, my favorite influencer, Matlatin Pahlelo. You guys are in theme on song. Yapi, we'll start with you. How are you doing?
No, thanks, Chloe, and thanks, Matlatin, for inviting me.
Welcome.
To be on the show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about all the stories.
Yeah, no, hey, there's so many.
From Suitcase.
Yeah, from Suitcase. Brajay. Yeah, that moment, I will tell you, it was a tricky moment for him.
How did that come about, for those who might not know?
I remember we were playing, I was in Maritzburg at that time. We just got relegated.
Yeah.
And then we came back for pre-season. Mm-hmm. So we played Jomo Cosmos pre-season game at Rand Stadium, where they were training. So, you know, that was this Thabelo Tshilo. He was kicking at Colin Zimba.
Yeah,
on the other side. And then we were coached by the late Ian Palmer, may he soul rest in peace.
Yes.
And then he calls me, says, hey, hi, man. No one.
Yeah.
And that time, Cosmos, Jomo wanted to sell, you remember Terminator, but he didn't know to sell him to
Sundowns
or Pirate, one of them. Yeah, but he was still with Cosmos. Hey, the ball came, yo. Hey, I hit Terminator, I hit Terminator. Immediately, I hit him. The ball went on to Bamuza. I stood up, I went to Bamuza.
The son.
Yo. I finished the game. He walks in. Are you smoking that? No, out. I said, no. Ian Bama says, no, if it's going out, even that one must go out.
Yeah.
Thabelo Tshilo.
Thabelo Tshilo, yeah.
Then they said, okay, sharp. Quick. They must both go out.
Yeah.
And when I went out, I was sitting there, and Rabutla came.
Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws. Okay. We send Rabutla. And Rabutla says, let's walk, man. Easy, man. Let's go and drink coffee there in the containers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Brajay walks that other side. So we met up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, then he says, I know when it's his case. AP clearance.
Yeah.
Because I already knew that I didn't have a contract.
Yeah.
My contract
was
expired, Mara, because of the tap said, no, come back.
To trade.
Yeah, to trade. He says to me, I know well. Suitcase, yes, corner somewhere. Where's your clearance? I said, I know, corner. No, let me hold it for you. I said,
you are signing you already. Yeah. If you hold it,
yeah. Then he says to me, hey, Maraviazin, Ujelo is telling Jaws. Hey, but hey, no mundu man, hey, I'm going to lose the Chiefs. Hey, the Chiefs, I'm going to lose the Chiefs. Hey, can sort it out.
Yeah.
That is how that name came.
Suitcase.
Yeah.
You gotta love it. I mean, football stories. They definitely do make us happy. Influencer on that note.
No, I'm good. Yes, it's nice to be back.
It's good to be back, right? Definitely always is.
This man has got stories for days.
Listen, my cheeks are already sore, right? If you thought Magenta was the funny one, you actually have to chill more with Yapi. He's the funniest between the two, in my opinion. But anyway, so much to talk about. But firstly, let's start by finding out what's been happening in the world of sports.
Bafana Bafana striker Lebo Mutiba has signed a short-term deal with Mamelodi Sundowns until the end of the season. Kenya named former Bafana Bafana striker Benny McCarthy as coach on Monday, 3 weeks before they resume their World Cup qualifying campaign. Mangoba Mngiti has returned to Golden Arrows in time to face former South Mamelodi Sundowns during their Betway Premiership match this week.
Certainly, of course, coach is also on the move, which we love to see. And the beautiful thing is that Yapi has also had, of course, encounters with Mangoba Mngiti and Benny McCarthy, which we'll get to in just a bit. I mentioned the funny part. Yappy, you and Magins, do you ever argue about who's the funny one? I know you'll argue about the education. Who's more educated?
Yeah, I'm sure educated. Him, they says, Edward Mutale, former captain, Bafana Bafana. AFCON, he won the CAF Champions League with Pirates. Mm. That's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, this one, good player, Jabi Mutale. Mara also they escalate.
You have something.
All right, so you've got the books.
Yeah.
You've got the accolades.
Yeah, accolades.
Yeah.
No, definitely well balanced. I mean, we talk about Mangoba Mngiti, we'll start there. Mm. And I know we're starting towards the end, but
yeah.
When you're also looking to make your move at Tanda, you had an encounter with Mangoba where he was like, Endo Dagandi.
that was funny. You know when I have to go to Tanda, I didn't know about Tanda actually. No, I didn't know about Tanda. Junaid, because you know we've been buddies from way back. And then now Junaid calls me after the league was closed. And he called me, say, hey Ghazi, where are you? Hey man, there's people who want to buy a club. Mm. Come and play at this stadium of where FCAK were playing.
Someone joined us.
Eldorado Park.
Eldorado Park Stadium.
I said, no, there's a friendly game. These guys, they want players.
Yeah.
Then I went, I played. It was on a Sunday.
Mm.
Then immediately at night, Farouk calls to say, no, man, hey, Mr. Yabi, hey, come back.
Mm.
We want to build a team around you.
At Maritzburg.
Yeah, you've been here for long, you know. You can't just, I drove back. While I was there, I didn't know these guys now, they were selling themselves. They bought Binoni.
Binoni Premier. Mm.
Yeah, they bought Binoni. Now they are in Zululand.
Yeah.
Junaid calls me. Say, hey, Ghazi, where are you? He said, where's your clearance? I said, Ghazi, he's still here.
Always suitcase.
Yeah, and I have been time. I'm training. And Farouk says to me, but Mr. Yappy, month end, how are we going to pay? I said, no, pay me the last season salary.
Yeah.
I'm weighing my things. I want. Because I saw Cosmos is interested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I'm hoping to say, I don't want to renew my contract, go back to Mvela.
For sure.
So now when Junaid calls me, said, I must come to Zululand. Then I said to Ian Palmer, hey, coach, hey, my father is sick. Hey, I need to go back home.
Mm.
He says, no. Go, we'll let you know. We'll let us know.
Does your father know that you used him so many times?
But I saw that, because these ones, they booked the flight for me. In order to make it like they must not be suspicious.
Yeah.
I left my car. I took only a smaller bag.
Mm.
I left. So they see my car is there where I'm staying.
Yeah.
Other places are staying around there. So they see my car is there.
Hey, you thought it through, eh?
Yeah. Then I went to Zululand.
Mm-hmm.
We train. That one of the guys, they said, no, hey, they are happy with me.
Mm.
They said, no, hey, come through. I think it was after 2 days when I was there. Because I already started the preseason with Maritzburg. I'm fit now.
Mm.
They said, no, hey, we must talk before anything. They said, no, must come with my things now.
Mm.
I wrote down, I'm in my room, I'm writing. I said, So, in a meeting, I'm sitting, I've got my paper.
Yeah.
They give me their offer.
Mm.
I see, yes. I man. No, I was going to cheat myself. Let me put my paper back. Now I'm starting.
It was more this one.
Yeah, this one is more. I said, no, man. Then I said to them, they said, are you happy? I said, no, you know, I'm not happy there and there, but I'll survive. So then they said, no, there's a game against Arrows.
Yeah.
And week before when I left, we played Arrows during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Maritzburg Arrows at Herigwar,
mm.
Wednesday. Now the following week, they say Saturday we play Arrows at Chatsworth. Hey! Mm. I'm thinking, and those ones, they're thinking I'm in Pretoria.
Is it with your sick dad?
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, when I arrive, Mangoba He says,
That was another tricky situation.
And you know, after the game, I see the miss call of Farouk. I'm saying, yo, maybe if I told them. But Farouk, he was like, hey, Mr. Happy, how's your father? I said, it's okay.
It's getting better.
How long are you going to be? I said, no, in 2 days time, maybe I'll be back.
Definitely funny stories in football. But that's the one part of it. I mean, you say Ghazi a lot. There's also another Ghazi, Benny McCarthy, who influencer mentioned and has caused the top stories. Talk to us about your relationship with him. He was your roommate at the
under-20
South African national team.
Yeah. He was my roommate when we started. He was my roommate. Because I was sharing with Junaid, and then sometimes Junaid, they didn't call him because of he was in overseas already. So other games they will call, then I start sleeping with Benny. So we get along. So I think the funny moment, the first moment I didn't know that he had fall. We're sleeping. Hey, good night, Ghazi, good night. Hey, in the morning, hey. I say, hey, Ghazi, what's happening now? Hey, he's laughing. I didn't.
But he's got false teeth.
Yeah, but he's got false teeth. So we're talking at night. Guys, I was sleeping. Once I fall asleep, he went to took a glass, he put water, and he took his falls there. Hey, in the morning, he say morning, guys. Like,
Shock of your life.
It was shock of my life. But anyway,
you got used to him.
Yeah. I got used to him. But he had his funny moment. Yeah. He had his funny moment. I remember even one stage. Now you know he signed with Ajax.
Yeah,
he signed with Ajax, and then now he saw the setup there, how they do things. You know, the coach before the game, he will analyze, maybe play a video analysis of that team and what. So when he came back for the national team under 20, we played in Tanzania, and I'm sitting next to him. And Coach Shakes is writing there. Hey. You know, Shakes, how he does. He does it starting 11. he will do this. Wayne, start with Wayne. Goalkeeper.
Yeah,
Wayne, be careful. They're going to shoot from anywhere. And Benny says to me, how does he know? He doesn't know them, does he? How he knows that is them? Because now he's too advanced.
Yeah.
Now he says to me,
how does he know they're going to shoot from advanced?
He never saw the video, guys. Yeah. He's lying. And we are in the middle. We let him talk. I want to laugh. Maracan. He's so busy. When he says, Jabi, be careful how you go, you and Ashley. Then he says,
Ashley Makaya,
yeah. And he says, then he will say, hey, Matthew and Matombo, protect the keeper. When they shoot, he must be there. Benny says, you see, tell him, doesn't know them before. But I was a good guy.
I find that so interesting, Yapi, because I remember there's a time where you said you were not surprised by Coach Bito Mosimane's accolades.
Yeah.
So now when you look into Benny, based on what you're saying about him, when you found out that, okay, he's going into coaching, did it make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Because, you know, he had that thing, Benny. You know, we're under 20. He always liked to coach. When there's water break, he'll say, come.
Mm. Yeah.
And he will say something. Ghazi, So when now we started seeing, now he's a coach, I said, I knew it, that this one.
You are not surprised.
He's going to take that route. Yeah, he was always, every water break, he will call us.
Yeah.
Say, guys, hey, let's do this and this and this.
Sure. Absolutely special. Well, I'm hoping you're enjoying this conversation as much as we are right now. Like, my cheeks, I don't know, I said my cheeks were 10 minutes ago. Right now, influencer looks like he's almost tears.
Yeah, he's messing up my makeup.
I mean, a lot has been happening in the world of sport, which we alluded to earlier on, which makes us, of course, then to talk about our stars of the week. You already spoke about my star of the week, so I might as well start. So mine was Lebo Motiba, because, okay, I mean, I'm really happy about him coming back to South Africa and, of course, playing for his boyhood club. Yes, unfortunate injuries throughout his season, but it's really great to have him back in South Africa, and hopefully he'll also make an impact. But also, Mamelodi Sundowns, it just shows the intention. You would think that Sundowns, I mean, the quality they've done. When you bring a player like Motiba, you are really setting the tone to say you thought we were done. We're not done yet. So I'm really, really happy to see that. Who has impressed you on that note?
I've got two. Dylan Naidu. The first, the golfer of color to win the SA Open.
Yeah.
I think it's a momentous occasion, and I hope it really inspire a generation of black golfers to really realize that it's possible. And also this youngster from Cape Town, Emil Vetboy, I think the youngest player to play in the Premiership. So those two will be my stars of the week. Yeah.
All right. What about you, Yabi?
Yeah. Actually, I've got two.
Hey, Bantu Basopitor. You can't decide, eh?
One is, I have to give credit to this, the boy who was playing for, who's playing for Skukun, he was playing for Sundowns.
Mahalo. Kelezo, yes. I think he's sitting on 8 assists now.
He's won about 3, or if I'm not 3, about 3 or 4 men of the match.
He's
been doing very well. He's been very consistently. I had a chance to meet up with him at Loftus. The last game of Sundowns last season, when the December break, and then I spoke to him, and then I also told him that just be humble, try to lose weight a little bit, definitely show your tennis coming.
One at least he listened to you.
Did he lose the weight? Are you happy with the?
I see now. He's toning down. Then I told him also about. I said, no, look, your chance on the national team, I think you'll get your chance.
Sure.
And then at the same time, I also said to him, look, be grounded. And then be careful about when, remember, you're from Sundowns. Obviously, one of the big teams will also want you back to come maybe to Joburg. The most important thing is that before you leave, don't fight with your chairman.
True.
Because you may need him again. So be careful. Make things right. If your chairman decides, he says, no, I don't think it's time for you to go, listen to him. Don't say, I know, I want to go, this man is denying me a chance of playing in a big team again.
Yeah.
Because whenever things are not going to work out for you, you're going to come back to Polokwa. You'll want to come back home to Polokwa. And then you'll be tarnished your name. So it will be. It's very, very important for you that when you have to leave, if other offer came, sit the chairman down, talk to him, make a proper agreement so that it gives you a blessing to go.
You must live nicely.
And then
the second one.
Secondly is Lucas.
Lucas Ribeiro.
That man. You know. But the one thing that I like, or you know, is when you see a foreign person comes to your country and doing that, it's motivating.
And they're adding value to the
league. And it's doing what most of our players can do.
Yeah.
That brilliance that he's got, which most of our players, some they don't have. It's okay. I like bringing someone who's not even deliver anything, but he's a foreigner. Because when you are a foreigner, you must deliver. I remember once at Maritzburg, I also told Obina Okafor. He was talking half time. Baba. We were coached by Bobby Solomon. I said, Obina, I see you talking. And you are a foreigner. Show us, give us something that we don't have. Hit the corner and go and head it.
Yeah, go and take
a
corner.
Be special, yeah.
Yeah, be special. Mm. Take a corner and fly and head it back, you. Mm. So we see that, hey, this man, hey, that's why they brought me Superman. He hit the corner and headed.
Yeah.
You know, on that note, what I'm reminded of. Influencer, please tell Yappy your favorite story about the random special place.
About the Roger? Yeah, he probably knows it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you need a special player like Roger.
Yeah. That man, when we came, you remember we were young. And you know, Sundowns, they have that thing. It was Fire Masilela, Russell, Juas Mahulejo. They've got this thing when you are a new player.
Yeah.
Fire will give you a hard pass. He wants to check. But, yeah, he will say, oh, he come to Russell, he says, Itaka. Our money. We're going to go to Marotaluka. Yeah, Umnati. Babble away to Uzula, Ataka Muzami. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, that man. And what? We're training twice in the morning. We train. And after training, Clement Ostorov was saying, afternoon, I'm bringing the general.
Oh, yeah.
You will see, pass, pa.
You said that, you're just talking.
Yeah, we were just talking. And you can see even the confidence that man.
Yeah.
Because remember, when he arrives in the change room, they give him, I don't know what jersey number they give. Freddie gave him the other jersey. And then look at it like,
sure.
110.
Thank you, General.
110.
Yeah.
Yes. And that time, 10. Yeah, Ernest.
Chiruan.
Yeah, but he went for trial. You remember he was in trial at Argentina.
Yeah.
Yeah, before they signed him. He was in trial. They said, no. He said, no. 10.
Me, 10.
I, Freddie, yeah, I have a restaurant. What am I? Give him 10. Give him 10.
Don't fight with the man.
Hey, now office, and he's huge. Ne?
Yeah.
Huge. He's wearing a boss's level. Now, hey, I brought a little fire. This one. Let me check.
I want to play Arabo.
Fire. Taka. Here I come check. I have him pass. When that ball is in Imumoyeng, then he hit it. Back. It went back to fire. After that level.
And not me, eh?
Counter fire. No fire. Armor say, Atagamuki Gile, Amuki Ataman. Aratagamuki Ataman.
What a sort of player.
And before they were saying, what criticize, suddenly you watch and Jaffa. Atagamuki Ataman. Amuki.
I don't know if any
pass. So, that's fine.
Yeah. It is his favorite story. He tells us the story
actually,
every week.
I must be honest, I didn't realize that you were there that time.
I was there.
Okay.
I was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the youngest.
Yeah.
Because now, I was signed by Vela Clement. Remember, every Wednesday, Sundowns under juniors will play full game
against the seniors
at a great sporting.
Yeah.
He starts,
he says, come.
Yeah, he says, I want that one. Then I went two days, 3 days. Then from then, I went to the national team under 17.
Juniors, yeah.
When I came back, when I was in the national team, scream.
Yeah.
That time he was the team manager, Chiefs.
Yeah.
And Trud was assistant there, Palacio, for national team.
Yeah.
Hey, what is the Kappa Mula do? Because now I started training with Chiefs.
Ah.
People didn't know.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, when Palacio was the coach, we were training at going Westerlele.
Mayfair or something like that.
Working Westerlele Chiefs in the Jimelago, Nakamo. Josco,
yeah.
I was training there. I was transported by Malum, Lishab.
Mm.
Yeah. But now the problem is, guy, I Brajani Wamit. So you go to training, you leave Pretoria after school, you come back 12 at night.
Yeah, because it's far there. Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're training, we finish 5 o'clock. Because till that time we're training 3 o'clock.
So what are you doing from 3, from 5?
Uzula, now we share. We're going to go to Hillbrow. We're going to go to Hillbrow. How do we
Lebuka. And one of the high people left it. And my dad said that.
You don't work this day of cheese.
You must go to school. Every day. And he had a uniform at that time. Because I trained with cheese for 2 weeks. Then I've absconded. When Sundowns knew, somebody about Sundowns. So, hey, that person who trained with cheese.
So, tell me, please. Like, up and down.
And then Sundowns will not be behaved because you are from Mamelodi. Yeah. Now you are going to cheese.
Yeah, up and down. It was down. Then they called Alec. The late
Brother Alec. Yeah.
He came straight to school. He says, you must come back home. You must come back. But remember why they were, it was frustrating for Sundowns because I played from under 10. I never played for any team. So they grew me up from under 10, under 12. So now they was like, hey, this boy is gone. That 2 weeks in Yaneo. Hey, they were like, aye. And I was about to sign because remember, Trot was motivating it. He was our coach, go under 17. Because he wanted me and Steve, Marie Corinne got Steve. Because Swallows blocked, grabbed Steve Kapela before Pirate.
It's a limitier.
Then that is why now I had to, let's Chiefs for 2 weeks. Then I had to come back because Brajan. Mara, I could have signed. Just my dad was, hey, you will wait. Sometimes he's tired, he drives, he sleeps. Brajan. Here, Brajan Utarabola. Then, Brajan Tambola. I'm a Logun.
I'm a good boy. He was a big player.
Yeah, he was a big player. And now, I say here again, kiri unyo kumbola. We change, chaval. Maradona got some putte. Lipele. Why no man? Uto mputara kitaula. Kitaula le mangra.
You mentioned Pratrot.
Yeah.
You have a special relationship with him as well.
Yeah.
One meets at Marysburg as well. And then you go. Yeah. Talk to us about the role he's played in your life and South African football as a whole.
Actually, was the first person who identified me to be in the South African national team. Remember that time what they were doing? There was this thing, they used to call it inter-provision tournament, Coca-Cola inter-provision tournament.
Yeah.
That will go, they make a team. That time, Gauteng, it was, Pretoria, it was Northern Transvaal. Northern Transvaal. And so, surprisingly, there was one tournament, under 17 tournament, it was in Eastern Cape. So, you know how those guys, Steve Coetzee, he was the Akiria.
Akiria
Shepard. So they will make everyone who go there, you try, whatever, then they select. They only called me. I was the only black guy.
Sure.
I was fortunate. I was the only black guy. There were 14 whites plus me. Other guys, they just told me, Babu Tagen Nagar, hey, we leave in tomorrow. We're going to Eastern Gate. They didn't know.
Yeah.
Even me. Like, I don't know how, because he calls me. They called me. They said, no, they said, I must come to Caledonia for training. When I arrived there, tomorrow we're leaving. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to Eastern. Then we went there. You know how I was there. Because they know Hore, they want their guys to be selected for. Because they knew Hore, they were scouts, but Trot and what was selecting for.
National teams.
For national team, under 17 national team. So, by the way, you know how God's works. You will never know, because what happened? We played 4 games. The 3 games, I was not playing. I was on the bench. First game, second game, third game, fourth game. You know, I played only second half.
What?
Second half of that game. Played second half. After playing second half, after the game, we didn't qualify. So But you wait for the tournament to finish.
You don't come back home.
You don't come back home. You wait because they have to call whoever is being selected for to go to camp. They will take 50 people, players, and they will make. They wanted only 24 to form the under 70.
Yeah.
Oh, they couldn't believe those. You know, I was called. Yeah, I was selected. Only 45 minutes. Trotty says to me, it only took me 15 minutes.
Sure.
I said, that one.
White
that one. Yeah, that one is talented. Why these whites were not playing him? Hey, after run, they left me. I came with this one with another plane alone. They changed their flight ticket. They left me there now.
The rest of the team?
Yeah, they say, hey, we are on a hurry. We can't wait. And you can imagine the frustration. You are young. Yeah. Hey, now I'm crying. I have to go back to throw to say, hey, what talk about you?
What talk about you?
Now there was a guy called Youssef, you remember?
Yeah.
He was the one they said, no, he must help me with the flight. He took me to the airport to make sure that I get a flight, what.
You come back to Joburg.
Yeah, I come back to Joburg. And in Joburg, they arranged one person to drop me in Pretoria from SAR. They left me.
I'm sure they were angry that they were
And because the frustration, or this guy only played only 45 minutes, second half.
How did he get
in?
Yeah.
And then, you know, from then we went for camp 50. Also, I was selected for the final squad.
The final squad.
I became an assistant. Vice captain of Junaid, we were sleeping together. That is how me and Junaid
That's how friendship started.
Yeah, our friendship started. Because also Junaid, I think when the talent, you've got talent, nobody can take it away from you. Because after that game, because Junaid won a necessary battle about the final because they were in the finals and us were playing.
Yeah, the provincial.
In the provincial. And after our game, and Junaid came to me, he says, hey, man, where are you from? I said, no, I'm from Pretoria. He said, no, man, what's your name? Then he asked me my name. I went, I can see you. You play nice. Yeah, I went. Then that is how we clicked from there. And when we arrived at the Holiday Inn, we were 50. Then Daddy says, no, I'm going to sleep with you. Then that is how we clicked from there, me and
sure.
Yeah, and then with Coach Trott, I must say, he paved the way for me. I don't want to lie, you know, and he also recommended, because I remember what he did. Me and Junaid, we played for the under 20 before we could qualify with age. We were doubling now, because he also told Sheikhs that, no, I've got two players. I want you to use them as well when you on your qualification.
So you pretty much played for under 20 as well, you're still under 17.
Yeah, what we used to do, me and Junaid will go to camp. We play this week. We don't leave because next week under 20 is there. We remain in the hotel. Then we join the under 20s with Sheikhs.
Who were some of the players who were there? Under 17.
It was me, Junaid, Wayne Roberts.
Wayne Roberts, the keeper.
Bradley August.
Bradley, yeah.
Steve.
Lukule.
Yeah, Lukule. Actually, the three of us, me, Steve, Junaid, and Wayne, were the one who were always going there was this guy, he was from Maritzburg, Shane Morrison.
Shane Morrison, yeah.
Yeah, he played for Maritzburg City, Devon City, Maritzburg City that time. Yeah, we had a quite decent, and there was one guy, he was from El Dorado Park. I don't know what type eight that one was. Oh, Darren Buckley as well.
Darren Buckley was there also.
Yeah, Darren was there.
Good team, eh?
Yeah, it was a very good team. When we won the under 17, when they started this thing, Four Nations.
Four Nations.
Yeah, it started with us called Alan Dogger when we got Trot.
It's a pity we don't have the videos of those matches because Steve Lukule was something else, eh?
No. Jesus. Yeah, class, eh?
I don't want to lie. You know us, ne? I got the first year, the very same squad. Yeah, when they started the squad, Steve was not there when we were in Eastern Cape. The following year, the tournament took place at VAR.
That's Val, where they,
that's
they
where they saw Val was the host. Then Steve, that is when we saw him. Jersey number 10 at night. We say, "Hey, come on,
yeah,
pace, chases."
Yeah,
I was something else. I think, free kick. Yeah, I don't know how many free kicks. Then that is how he was selected. Then he joined us from the previous team that were already selected. It was me, Junedile, Wayne Robert. And then Steve also came.
And then also the under 20 that went to the World Cup.
Yeah.
In Malaysia.
In Malaysia.
Top.
That one was a top team. That was a top team. Like that was, I don't want to lie. If South Africa could hold that team.
Yeah.
Not. Baba Soko Bafana Bafana Kadi patches like all together.
Everybody goes.
We could have
South Africa will be far by now.
But does it pains you sometimes that really not too many players from that team really went on to become like big superstars?
Yeah, it does. That's pain.
Because there was only a few, man. Maybe Benny or...
Yeah, I think it was Benny, Darren. Remember, and funny enough, people didn't know who some of the guys. Bark Rayland's really foundation. Like,
yeah, that team.
Bradley Canale, they came late. Mm, they came already stated that team already shakes. I set up it. Because it was me, Matthews, Kipitene Matombo, Ashley McCann. He was our captain. Yeah. And Wayne. And then in the middle, he used to play Mzunane Mgwigwi.
Yeah, from Bushbucks.
From Bushbucks, Lembutu.
Yeah.
And then he will play Stanton
on the right.
Stanton on the right, on the left he will play Steve. They will do this, Steve and Stanton, and then he will play Junaid.
Yeah.
Then he plays Benny.
Benny, yeah.
And Benny, how he was converted? Benny was not a striker; he was a winger. You know how other things. So Benny came as a winger. He was competing with Stanton, and then. When we were at African Championship to qualify for that thing, when Matsau got he was on suspension. Then he converted because we didn't have a striker. Because we had Matsau. Then he converted Ben.
Into a striker.
Ben scored two goals against Ghana. Then we qualified to final. Now his second game, he put Matsau bench. Matsau was back, Mari put Matsau bench. He started with Ben. Then we lost 1-0 to Morocco. But already we qualified.
Then
that is why now when we, and then after that game, that is when Benny went to Hona Mola. They took him there. When we went to World Cup, already Benny was already at Ajax now.
As Amsterdam, yeah.
Yeah. Then he was. It was. Then
and those things doesn't happen anymore. Player can move from South Africa straight into a big club in Europe. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
You know, in that that team, in a World Cup. I must say, we played amongst the best. Like, our group, they will call it the group of death, because we had Brazil.
Yes.
Before the Olympics, the one, Ronaldinho was there, Kaka was there.
You go to France, T. Henry was
there. France, they were playing with three. They were playing with Anelka, David Trezeguet, and Thierry Henry. In the middle, they were playing Peter Luchini, they were playing... Patrick Vieira, like that team was like Sylvester, you know, the one
Sylvester, who played, was at Manchester, Lubeck.
That we played amongst the best that time, and nobody knew about it. We didn't know about them. We were same age group, we didn't know. Only the player go France and Nadal go top league, it was only Anelka go Arsenal, and then those ones they were playing come France, because I remember Thierry was playing for that time, was playing for. Monaco. And you know, first game when we were there, they were playing Brazil.
France.
They were booing him, man. Thierry Henry.
Sure.
They said, this one. Like, you know how he. We said, they said, this one. And even us, we were saying, this number 12.
That thing, yeah.
Second game, as we played South Korea, we drew.
Yeah.
Second game, we were playing
Brazil. They were playing South Korea. They played first. Then when we arrived, we asked our kid manager half time.
What's the score?
What's the score? It says six. He says, that number 12 scored six goals alone. He said, yo. The very same man, Henry, scored six alone. He says, ah, 16. France is leading. The very same man. Yo. And now that was that was something. Now that is when you see that trip now. Ambuti was the nightmare of the trip.
Yeah.
Ace.
Yeah.
He gave Sheikh's heart attack. You know that man. You know, even now I still say to Mbuti, I said, Tawena, I'm still questioning your age. Because it was impossible. Everyone will call him Sheikh's coach. We never call him Sheikh's. Oh, he was calling him Sheikh. He said, Sheikh's.
Calibito,
Sheikh's says. And you know the funny moment?
Yeah.
Mbuti. Because he was from Cheese, ne? And
Mangobam Cheese
and Matawa. And then they signed, Sheikh's brought the late Marcelo Sale.
Lucky.
May he soul rest in peace. So, you know, like when you pass him, he's fast. He doesn't want to wait. When you pass him, he turns. And Mbuti says, that time, actually, was not even coming from Chiefs. It was coming from School of Excellence.
Yeah.
AC, they didn't know about him. But as we know him from the under, when we used to play practice game with them, under 17, we knew what this boy is.
Yeah.
And Mbuti will say, he passed Marcelo Sale, and Marcelo Sale turns it. And then he said, Sheikh, the monumento.
He's always in the rush.
Yeah. And then we play, then we go to Ren Stadium. They say, then what this car is? I'm Butuli Mango. I'm Kiz.
Yeah.
Hello, man. We are too open. Hello, Mutulo. Arouse of one, friendly game. Opasa Marcelo Sale, we won. Mbuti, pass. Hey, Marcelo Sale, we're a third man on. And I beat him. I'll pass away.
Continue.
Yeah, we're a man on live, we're on the
wire. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Marcelo is big.
Yeah, I beat him. I'll pass away. After I beat him, I went away. I went to keep on my seat. Hey, you know that man was... You know, he was a headache, Mbuti.
Yeah.
I remember when we were supposed to play France. Because France, they won about 8.
Yeah, against Korea.
Korea. And now when they have to play us, Mbuti, now we are in the change room. Then he starts saying, hey, Mkize. Yeah, I Mkize get influenza. But I told me to have influenza. I Mkize. I think to give him. I love to go to shuffle. I'm going to shake. Hey, Lavant, what would you want to go? I shuffle.
Sure.
Shake some of the miller. I don't know. Ah, Fazar. I now we're working out. So we're in the channel. You know, we're trying to motivate ourselves.
Oh, we got this team.
Yeah. And then Mbuti, he leaves from there.
Yeah.
I start listening to our hearts now. At Agnes. I want to two give. Then he's
listening.
Then imagine. And we're still going to play.
I guess these people.
I'm too. Jake is watching him. He says, this one. then he says, he stands next to Shakes. He says, hey, Mkize. Aye. Yabona kule game le. Aye, angifuna kuba khona kule setup. Aye, after 10 minutes in yakhala ngesisu, ngifuna kuphuma, ngifuna abantu shafo angikhombe. you know that. You know, sometimes I used to watch Mbuti. I said, Mara, this man
is he okay upstairs?
Sometimes like it's me, Kiena, and then maybe Matombo, Matao.
Yeah.
And Matao doesn't like to talk too much. Guy, yeah, we in a room, you know, we are away in Africa, then Mbutu now. Like Wabonori, he wants Matao, Mara, he doesn't know how to go to him.
Yeah.
Mara, they have planned.
Mm. And their own boys.
Yeah. Then he will go to Mangova. Abulele Mangova, Feta, Ayogus, there's a mirror. He'll go in and he says, I'm kidding. I'm a man, Mutage Copet, man. Yes. You want an emission along a lungis? I'm Fanam. I'm Pelele. Pelele. But hey, I'm Arama Nami Yazin. Yabona la pen among the Louis. Ah, man, Yazin. Ah, boy, I'm moot, man.
Yeah.
I want him back by Ram, Barbie and the bread. I didn't get me. Like, Ramara, I want a Nami cheese. Color them, I want among the Louis. Oh, boy, I do it. I'm a dumb bobo, no city, and only Limata. Oh, well, I mean. Ram Chapiro,
conversations. Mm. I remember on our way to Lesotho, where you guys were playing a friendly game with, of course, the Lesotho team, and you were with, of course, Majen, Steve Ligorila was there as well, and Cheese Boy was there as well. So that's different generations as well. Yeah. What's the conversation like when now you're talking amongst each other? Because at some point, Steve, Lee, Cheese, Liwana, they had an incident at Pirates where... Cheese took Steve's jersey number, and then what's Marumnandi, it's okay for training. So talk to us about those stories.
Yeah, you know, there are different generations. When you hear their stories, you would laugh because of they were doing things differently.
Mm.
And then until to our generation, even now, they're also doing the same different culture thing or whatever brotherhood that they will implement amongst themselves. So you will hear, you listen their stories, you will always laugh. Like the way we AD level doctor, they will say about how they used to do things.
Yeah, in 96.
So about, even us. But nice, actually, I was very fortunate because I've touched that generation as well. And then also, what that generation, which is your grand thing. And then I've managed to play with generational Yabuhipi Mafelong, before we face out. So now at least I think maybe about three generations.
What's the conversation like? And I ask this because when I bumped into you guys at the garage, Eddie will be like, don't even bother talking to Steve. Steve Habu, he doesn't know English.
Yeah.
So, what is it like inside the car?
Yeah. But Steve, ADR, like you could have one, like you will say, then Eddie will say, but Steve, I'm bored. Pila, Joe. Keep a guy, Ejao. Wakala. ADR, Arajans. Again, you know, sometimes people they cheat. Marazanga bona mutomu greedy, so. Steve. Ukachi taka 10. I was at 2. 10. You always hear those stories. You tell them to the generation. Budogi, one of our little Haber and Abu Chiefs. Hey, like Bunzi, Libo and Abu Lele, like I say, Loring.
Their staff, Saturday.
Their staff, Saloring, Libo and Aka generation, when they were youngsters.
Yeah.
There was. How they mistreated them, how feel how much me, what but a or now they let zoo next to you, or hey, don't touch that jersey. I remember, so we share all of those things. Then I remember I used to go Sundowns. Fire used to make me come with the shampoo every time. Bafana, I can't do it. You remember Kalin, last time we took the shower gel, like a shampoo. Hey, Mafana! Japan! Hasa elamu!
wena pele go jawantse ere ke ha go
o so tla yena wena he was a fire and I'm telling you was a funny guy
fire. I was a funny guy you know I remember the first camp I got though there was an argument there fire the waiter
yeah
go was in a camp on the freeway wa bona hotel ashika mo mitrend mo
yeah
there was an argument balola ba the libito
yeah
lady player there was an argument then because remember fire says waiter can I have watermelon
and
watermelon and
Juas so he was watermelon
and because you remember the late Juas was a teacher he says awa
awa
water no hey water water molal argument
everybody's getting it wrong right now
it was argument so ke water man what me to fun ay man that's a minute teacher we did not to ke ra ruta
ya ke ba busi ba chori ha ke bi watamela
when you talk about waiters I have to ask I know there's a time when it's captain it can be
yeah
so what do the players say now ma bona nas is captain
ah ya ke re nna ba no wa bona ba botsa go hire eh man ba tempe e mazala mama zala na na kembo eh amuzora
befaho
befaho ah itse mona shaba chicken era cook chicken nice chicken we butsimo ba etse tsela mazamba ba bona ya
futhi ba liberegile ba
liberegile ba bona tomato potatoes ba bona sentsitse mola mesvetse ah fitla go kembe ng ba re eh re tlhakana go kutase go je how you thinking morai
o ngolo mo dilas ka
tsa ya ga ka tsa kana go mona tsere le bege ka mara bege ba mphile le minkinyana o bona o ro ai fitla kwa e o bula le ska e ba tlo ntwana di tsa
Ish.
Ish. Yeah. It was an embarrassment, mara kya bola.
So that was your first camp.
Yeah, that was
the first camp team.
Ish. Ish. Agar banu ngwa ba wari.
Wa no ino ja.
And we are on more 15 years, right? ke la mola ba wa pietse mola
go fela le tshuve
ba plastiki e mola ina le wa bona ya ina le di plastiki na go le wa bona o sa le di in thing sa le di isamo ke isamo mola paketa ri zemba wa bona
yeah
ya le tropika nya ne kholo
wa
bona o se dura ba abo utla ka nna
as everything in my heart
ba ne everything in my heart
just
Eddie
and
be
like
mara ngwenye wa ngwenye ambuta ambutura mara vano ke understand ke re okay na I mean a different setup okay na ke go Sundowns oh maybe Eddie lena ka ba lore ha itse because maybe a nesa thomo u bile familiar late because he was at cosmos our camp you le tlhakana free wa bona uno jiwa bo rotho bola ka di banana bola
no shapa professional
so na shapa professional
full chicken
full chicken a marle na itse ke fitla su passport aka ba kire ya ba ka
riba
ro dlala ku ka su passport de sign e remonsiopa
yeah we
ba ro Cape Town ba musile
le le ke first trip
yeah first trip aka mo flight eto mar a ke follow ke rentwana mamela man a ke re go le next week ya 23 ra bona shapa ntwe go le ta e ga fa sa wa wena o da fail a re so go ke ra bo mna ai ke tsantsa ke re e o ita ai ko kwa na ko ah mang jo le sa ke brajo kid mini
brajo o tsere ya
brajo o botsa brajo la di e da mano shapa bomba teletse ka mo fela ke ke ulo
a da still go mahala
Hey, niago magala brother. Tamo. Kiri. Kan mo ba din mo? Ito ang sinyidi. Next week ay 23 na gawam na.
Hello, pa 5 clipa yan.
5 clipa yan. Agri, ano mo nun na ruwang praise ako, brejo. Ruwang praise. Man.
Ay, hindi ko krot ba. Hindi
ko krot ba. Mga chabo na uta kitchen, uta patela. Kita mo fan, ito gero mo.
So, Jamal, sorry, man. I mean, talking about Super Sport, I guess you can't talk about your Super Sport stuff without talking about Coach BJ.
Ndala. You know, let me, you know, I must say, with Ndala, it was something else. You know, Ndala, he's a character, but he's a character. I remember Fire Kobani, he bought, he didn't have a car. So he bought Golf 4. So he didn't know who was parking. Well, who was parking here? Hey, apaga mo parking yam da.
Yo.
Mdala half it up. Whose car is this? He went inside. Then he asked Brajo. Hey, Brajo, whose car is that?
Yeah.
They say fire. They say fire. I bought a car, sir. I said okay. And you know how is that dressing things?
Yeah.
He will never dress a thing like. Now, sometimes he forgets about you. Yeah. And whenever you coach, he's on a serious talk. Mm. Then when he says contact, he says, I should move Gadana. He wouldn't say no. Maybe let me pack it. I will tell, there and there. Yeah. You change.
Yeah.
Hey, he was coaching. Yeah, today we're going to do this. Hey, har, I want to fire. Fire, I'm afraid. I saw Paka Pakinaka fit. I'm fit. Or Supaka Golf. I'm so far about Lamborghini Runo train or Paka Center, Shabba the whole day. Musum fit. I'm a bra.
Center.
Yeah, we're a center. Arno train at the whole day. Rich. I'm fit. You know, I'm that I was addressing. I remember. I think Mutajwa.
Yeah.
He bought Conquest. He buy Conquest. Now, after training, we used to do extras.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was abscond because I want, you know, new car.
Of course.
Yeah. And then Ndala says, who's not here? And oh, more not a man. Who's there in our ground? Where's Yengi? And why are you doing that? Where's Yengi? Right. Are okay? All right.
Noted.
Yeah. I'm a train. After training, I'm cheap. David Beckham. David Beckham. Ferrari. Bicycle. Kamar Toyota Conquest. Our life is fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Look at this one. This one, he drives a Ferrari,
yeah.
But when he goes to training, he uses a bicycle.
Yeah.
And you know what he does after training?
Uh-huh.
Free kick. He stays. Free kick.
He's working.
Yeah. Crosses, free kick. You come to South Africa, I say, Aerosuar, you come to South Africa, you get this one. I was saying, yeah, you get this one. And daughter, you're going to conquest, daughter.
Yeah.
I was training, conquest, I send you my extras, daughter. I'm going to attend the Ferrari. I'm going to sub camp. I'm going to sub gym.
Yeah.
We're phone on a Friday, with the Slavanas Katine Hotel.
Yeah.
Ara. I'm going to start training. It was a campaign straight. It was about 4 minutes. Campus cutting. We went to gym. We fully camp. We went to Hamburg and Ferrari.
Yeah.
And then it's in all of this. What are the places where you see all of this?
But no, roads and all that. Oh, they're not training. Yeah. Like it's something you're learning. Kurwaizo rikum dalaga bela sogana a time ho hlebalo and you know what, he was always on Senki's.
Yeah, Senki mutajwa.
Yeah, I remember Senki bamtswara po.
Yeah,
go
at again nana so wait. So at that so ndara namufa lived. So tsinga giriwa izina wabona unyaka freedom like month end waikela Carlton Center wabona fruse a tlhaka le mdala kwa tshontse batla bo botla ayo a re buta mdala rene o tlatla ka taxi ka namela go brimo ai he went he took out the money ga re ba mtshara ba ya gitse hona mo then wabona then he was robbed, they took his money. Then after that, Jimmy Wall, yeah, he's crying. He's telling him that they took my money. Go Carlton Center. What do I? I'm done. Joe, you know, it takes something serious. It makes it a joke. Sometimes I think that Joe, he will never give you sympathy. Then he's coaching. He's telling us, ah, today, what. Yeah, that's very sad. Ah, now we're singing daughter. Bakbambing goes in the banana, daughter. The banana. You know, it was funny how he was doing. Ganjanim that. We're singing, he's in the ATM. Keep him all in daughter. Umutu, make a banana, lauti. Unganyagas. Umnigi mal, matata, lomutu, lucky banana, spotted. I'm kitchibis.
Hey, you know, so there's a guy that did a banana.
And then that's barely the matter. And he was always only saying his kids.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time doing crosses, as I'm cross, interview, Laduma. Then they give Sengi interview, and Sengi says, "No, I like to thank my girlfriend. You know, she's been supporting me." What was? At least we revealed him. Dala, go Jimmy. After that, my lover was there. Today you gonna do 582 after.
Newspaper corner.
Yeah, life is fun, yeah. Look. I was thinking, daughter. I'm born giving a daughter. I'm going to share a daughter. When's the name across in daughter? When's the name? I'm going to share a daughter. I'm going to get a mobile daughter. I was a good man in coach. I'm born. You will never get away. I'm done. What kind of mistake? I remember when I go Caldonia playing. Kiri. Hey, you know sometimes you have a bad day,
yeah.
And get dala come right back.
Yeah.
Hey, kiri ka cross. You go to Maripal. And obu was obu ta obu. Ah, chaps, 100 years experience, you still cross it outside. Come on, man. I'm only well. Lucky. Get it right.
Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah, don't criticize it. Oh, but you know, chaps, 100 years experience.
Yeah.
You still cross it outside. Come on. You should cross it with the eyes closed, man. Oh, boy. Fix it. Get it right. Come on, chaps.
Yappy, there's so much stories you could talk about with pizza. One of my favorite has to be the landlines, the telephones that everybody had rooted at their houses.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just lightly show him that and really now the impact that he had, not just in your career, but in South African football.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I must be honest on that aspect. That's why I was saying that man, he had a calling. This is a calling. It's not something that most coaches do.
Yeah.
Whenever you leave the camp or whatever, it's your own lifestyle. You don't. But with Coach Pito, it was something else.
Mm-hmm.
He'll also follow through. Training. He will say, "Who doesn't have landline?"
Mm-hmm.
Then raise up your hand. Then he write you down. Who doesn't have DSTV?
Mm-hmm.
He says, this once, after training, we go to Telkom, we go to DSTV.
Mm-hmm.
Stan will sort it out. I want the player with the landline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
then he will write, he'll motivate. It was a slogan, it was our slogan.
Yeah.
Live football, sleep football, eat football.
Yeah.
If you're a player, you must live like this. Yeah. You must eat football, sleep football, live football. Mm. Yeah. Then he says, at night I won't call a player on a cell phone. I want you on the landline.
Yes.
I want you on the landline. And then he will do that.
Yeah.
He'll call. He says, how are you? He said, I'm good. Listen, go to channel. You'll see there's Juventus is playing. You must check the right back how it's moving. Tomorrow, me and you, we talk.
I love that.
Then he leaves it like that. Yeah. How about tomorrow? Dialogue with you. Yeah. You saw how he's moving. You must add. I grew him old.
Now, how did you see this man?
But in a nutshell, he was, you know, I think that is how he managed to win things with that, you know, and also the belief that he has with him. You know, when the first time when he became, he was the interim coach, and when they gave him a 2-year contract, the first thing that he did, he wrote, he says, CAF, he says, PSL, CAF Champions League.
Sure.
He says, Bafana Bafana. Then he turned and looked at us. He says, I'm going to win the league. I'm going to win CAF. I'm going to be the coach of Bafana Bafana. That time.
Wow. Mm.
That time.
Yeah, that was in the 2000s,
Even as much. When we were walking,
he's mad this one.
You know, like we didn't see, like, we are told a pilikila, salangala bantu la, but ne pachete la, about, like we didn't see it coming, but that is how, as a person, and if you were under him, you could be able to take it to say. A power of the tongue.
Come on.
Power of the tongue. Mm. That was power of the tongue from him, because all of those things, he achieved them today.
Yeah,
he achieved them. He became Bafana Bafana coach. He won. He's got a star. He won a league how many times with Sundowns? So you could see what the power of the tongue.
And even for you at that time, it's the Super Sport at that time.
Yeah.
He assembled a good team because of the eye that he had. But you finished second. You went to the Champions League.
Champions League stages.
No, you won. You won trophies.
We won trophies. You know, I remember as you said, hey, one story. we went to play in CAF Champions League. He was assistant of Bruce. Grobler. And then we were in, which country were they? This country of Mohammed Gaddafi. What country is that?
Libya.
Libya, we're in Libya. Now, Bruce wanted to sign, he was trailing with us, but he was still as Chiefs Junior, at Rufus Mugodi. And Bruce.
The left.
Yeah, and Bruce said to Pizzo, we said, Pizzo, when we go back, I need you to go to Naturena to go and get Rufus to go and meet Mr. Stan Screamer and get Rufus clearance. We didn't know the story. After when we saw Peter saying, no, no, not me, I'm not going there. And now, like,
why?
No. 1-1 with that man. That man will finish me. Now, okay, Mdala, how? Then he started explaining to say, when he was at Sundowns, you remember there was a back in the days when Sundowns was not winning and what Brasten was the coach.
With Throat.
Yeah, and then the chairman, you remember it was owned by the Standard Bank that time now.
Zola Mahobe.
Before he took over Zola Mahobe. And then they asked the players, what's the problem? Where can we fix? And everyone was saying, no, gents, I think we need to play together. And then the same Dala, I miss us. Because he's a straight. Okay, and he's
He talks,
He says, then the same Dala stood up. He says, I can see you talking about they love one another.
Yeah.
Hey, what? There's one problem. We don't have a coach. Our ice cream muffin.
What?
The problem is the coaching.
Yeah. Oh, I see you going then there. We don't have a coach. About Mdala Stan. But hey, Baba Valega, Sase Manja, Maga Fugalu Munda. Then that is when he left. And then he unfortunately went to Greece.
Yeah, he went
to Greece. So he says he never saw Stan. Maybe,
ever since then?
Yeah, ever since then. Then when he came back for, it was after 2 years
of
season. Apparently, there was a guy who had a fight with Braspier. When you remember Braspier, they were friends. And then Mdala, hey, man. Apparently, that guy, he was a box or something. And Brasten, he was preparing for that guy. after training Sundowns in his house, Nanali punching bag. But I'm a tanitar. So now Mdala, I met Kibona Brasten Spear in town. Go Carlton Center, the Aoki. Mdala Kitaga, Mobon, Kirgino Kumumumi Sakibono
reaction
situation, because I haven't seen maybe materials. Mdala, now when I'm walking, I'm coming this way.
Yeah.
They are coming. Kandungwenye, it's a Magupilaga. Elo Rimbarin and Pro E Saleba Taspe. Mdala, I'm going to hate so Mdala Gambola by far. Mdala Rey, Baron Gwenyela, Bayema. Mdala Kema, Kabona, man, Mabon, Bayema. I didn't know the story for Virala, Nagarki, the friends. Bayema, the guy, Liberate. Ara, Kirgisalibility. Good. That guy, Mufat.
Yeah.
Brasten, Shabilega, no go.
Yeah.
Mdala Rey, so Marga Chenchat. I guess I got it in.
Next year.
So that is why when they were saying
he must go through fast. I'm not going there.
That man will finish me. Then he starts telling us the story. Hey, that was fun. Hey, we were laughing. Then when we arrive, you know, Kaita, Mdala, don't forget to go to Nigeria. Keza, please stop. Stop. What is it?
Yeah, because again he calls Keza to Keza.
Yeah, Keza, please stop. I remember, Mdala, I remember there was one time, Golden Arrows. Hey, Joe, we're leading 1-0. Golden Arrows came back, said 2-1. They beat us 2-1. They said 1-1, 2-1. Hey, after game, it was tense in the change room. Hey, went inside, he was kicking the water bottle, Hey, everyone is quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet. Yo. He took out his bag. Took his bag. He wants to leave. Aymar says, he's thinking in his head, says,
I can't leave the players.
I can't leave this one.
Yeah.
I was on trial. Then he comes back. He put the bag down. Hey, look at Sengi. Sengi had a groin. They took him before of time.
Mm.
Then he says, Sengi, ando tangiti dala ufunu galong chalang a groin. It's how you thank me, Sengi. It's how you thank me today. Eh? Hey, we're quiet. I help you bury your stepfather, Malaga. Now you must help me. You don't help me. Why? What's wrong, Sengi?
There is Malaka, my favorite
one. Why Malaka? Why you don't help me? I really made. Then he says, he look at Kwaba and he says, oh, yeah, before Kwaba, he went to the late fire.
Yeah.
Suleiman. Fire? I said, score, you don't want to score. Hey, what? Yeah, you could sleep. You could be sleeping on the floor today. Russell wanted to take your bedroom suit. I said you gave them 6,000. Now you sleep in nine. You don't play. You sleep in nine.
Score,
nine. Now you sleep in nine.
Taking out all the files now.
Taking out the eyes. Keep on my file. Then he says, to cover. Fire. I say kick. So Tony, you don't want to kick. I say crap. You don't want. Yeah. Stan wanted to give you 1 year. I may stand to give you 2. You know why, Fire? You must buy car like other players. Now you're driving, eh? You're driving now. You don't kick. You don't kick anymore, Fire. You don't kick. Then he took his bag. He said, Temba was the captain.
Temba good.
Yeah. Africa. Always when he talks to Temba, he will, I don't know why, he was never engaging with him like he will talking by passing. His man. Valislaka ula lendota. Islaka says ulemsug, a sunny side, bang pong neck, like Captain Nichan. Islaka says ulemsug, bang pong neck. Aslal is lat and dot. Temba was driving a cabriolet. Then he walks out, bang the door.
Wagal.
Wagal. Thomas, ah, gents, ah. Don't worry, you know him, he'll come back. So, but in a nutshell, when you look at it, sometimes you need somebody like that who will be a father figure, who will remind you that you were crying for something.
Yeah.
I made the club give you that thing. What in return are you, are you doing? Are you, it's like, Uba Bati at home, the father says, no, do the gardening, I'll buy you.
X whatever you want.
And then you understand the next thing, the tickets comes and then you don't finish doing what the project that
you had started.
You should have started. Then it will remind you to say, Mara, you said I must buy you tickets. You will do this. So sometimes I think that father figure situation he will install it in us that to remind you to say, look, are not. I'm not just your coach. I'm your father as well. Like. That's why it was easy for us. When you are off form, he will make a point whereby he will even knock at your house to say, Uchab is not, what's wrong? Yeah. I don't see him. His form has dropped. What could be the problem? What maybe girlfriend issues or financial issues, and then if you have financial issues where you find, you know, players are away. Sometimes you find maybe it was paying a coquille or a reverse, because you shot it there and there. Then he will cover that. He will cover that aspect. He will say, no, then you say, be honest with me. What's the problem? Then maybe you tell him to say, 1, 2, 3. Then he will say, no, let me get Stan. Let's sort it out.
Yeah.
Let's arrange with you. Did I think? Then that thing is out of the way. Then
you focus on football.
Then he comes to you and says, now I want the real job. I want you back, because now because most coaches, they don't do that. And sometimes in reality, when a player is not happy, he will never perform. He will never perform. But Peter, he will make sure that he clear everything, error things that distracting you, so that you can be able to focus.
What do you think on that note, maids, of course, then coaches special? And I ask this because at your time at Marysburg, at some point you could say you were assisting running the club, because you'd be asked about, okay, what do you think of Gordon? Do you think Gordon will assist you? What do you think of Prof? You had an impact. So how did that come about with you as well, knowing to say maybe this coach would be good enough to assist us?
Yes, because of... you know where it started, as I was saying, a SuperSport. He made us to have that authority to take charge of things. And to conduct ourselves. That is why Abu Farouk, when they realized, when the Papa Check my player, they could see with that. This one, he's got best interest of heart, the club. He always lies with the house.
Leadership,
The leadership. That is why they could be able to say, Ah, manje, Mr. Yapi, what do you think about? When you talk about the term, you know, I remember. You know, sometimes in football things happen whereby coach becomes open a problem. You've been loved. Why the chairmen are consulting with you than him? I think that it happened. Kuma respect with Prof. The coach Prof. Yes, when he came, and he realized, Kuti, most of the time I'm in and out. Sometimes I'm again office in Yak. I go to Farouk, we talk. We talk, and then sometimes you know how chairman they are. When he talks with him, he says, "Yeah, I know." Even Yabi, he says some. Then like maybe he felt some kind of, you know, offended. Kuti, man, I remember my contract was coming to an end. We play last game. Jimmy Stein against Swallows.
Yeah.
We wanted to, we had to win so that Cosmos must lose, then Cosmos could drop. Mm-hmm. And eventually we won 1-0. After the game, Professor is there. Like, we have one good, he's looking at me. Mm-hmm. I'm a player. We know. No. Farouk. Oh, yeah, well done, gents. Yeah, no. And 70. And then he's looking at me. Yeah, plus I want to talk about because I to tell
you must go.
You must tell
yeah, no, we're going to make changes. I want to tell about Lalipol. I'm going to contact that.
Boy.
I want, okay, all right. Okay, coach, okay. All right.
Noted.
I when we go, somebody's in any person. With an offer room, we're going back to the airport. Then I stood up. I said, I think I'm going to respect. And then I asked. Even though period life will only coach. I'm going to coach up among the window. The player, open, they open the door, you walk. But I coach up among the window. So the coach must be careful. So he's telling us, Professor, no, Sivulange 18 Watwa June. Okay. I go there, we packed. It's off season.
Yeah.
2 days. It says Valley. And I want Farouk, it's Farouk, chairman. Hello, Mr. Yapi, quick one. What do you think about Costa?
Yeah. Costa Babish.
I have to survive there.
Yeah.
Immediately when he says, Mr. Yapi, what do you think about Prof? I said, what about Costa? I don't know Costa that time.
Yeah.
Take him, he's a good coach. Take him.
Anybody knew?
But no, take him. You see, Pirate Away is running. We're going to run like that. I trust you. Thank you. I draw. The bonus, Sandy.
Costa's coming soon.
President
Lizzie's coming.
Yeah. The next caller, after 2 days, receptionist. Hi, Mr. Yabi, they say we're not opening anymore on the 18th, we're opening on the 14th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you coach now.
New coach. Let's figure it out. Like, I am a Zlavanti. I know, I am a Zlavanti. But you got, tell him, what is it? 4-way, I'm a Chigegi.
Yeah.
I'm a Chigegi. Ah, oh, Professor, umile le umele 18. Ngidupi manje coach. Uphi coach? Ah, guess what? Ukosta naye engimthembile wathi. Athi, Jesus.
Amazing. Bring him, man. We're going to run like pirates.
But, yeah, athi, no, we're going to run like with coach. I'm going to allow to give him. No, you're going to coach. You can't play like Pirates. You know, we don't have the same players. Okay, I Costa na ya is it thousands? I na uti I ufaruku yang kalelo taya no muntu lo ay. I'm ati I was already kiti sitla pa ya. What do you think, Manju Chem? You know, we'll see. I surprisingly I'm on the phone. Ya car Sunday. I don't have that number anymore. Hello? Hey, Baba. Hello, yeah. Hey, Coach Prof, la. I sing Buyile. I sing Buyile. Mara, now we come with a different approach, because we want to
on the influence.
Yeah, 7 is a man. So I'm going to study 11. No, Wednesday, the last time Kabanga would Kabanga and get the right coach.
So he knows you can get fired.
Hello, man. Oh, no, man. They listen to him when he talks. I said,
I saw Hamba. Then we got relegated, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Then when we went to Tanda, we had the same problem again, and then they have to call Ulo. I remember, yes, I'm a coach. I played in my era. I played with Ian Goro when I was at Cape Town. And now I got injured. And Ian Goro, you know, that was fine. Then he comes to training. Jump inside. You are finished, you. Yeah, but coach, I'm telling you, you're not going to hit. Then Tony, I'm telling you, this one, it's old, man. But how old are you? Jap, you are old, son. Then Ubizuro Japan Grand, coach, this man, I don't think we'll get. You know, I thought he was joking. To such extent, the following day, he came with a clip. Came on, Magira, the lucky dogs. Look, coach, look.
You see? I played with him.
I said, okay. I know what I shall. The next thing, they are in hot water, both of them. Chairman, man, Thunder. Hi, Mr. Yampi, how are you? I'm good. Listen, I need your opinion. What about, what do you think about Gordon? No. He's a good. Can do. Gordon must be
sure.
What do you think about Ian Palmer and Goroa? Ian Palmer or Gordon?
Yeah.
I think Gordon, the situation that we are.
He needs experience.
His experience. I think he can make us survive. He says, okay. Thank you. I trust you. I know they told me about you. Then what drop. Then the next thing, hey, Gordon, what feet? And he was like, when I knew where he was on his pay, when he was saying to me, hey, thank you, son. I know you spoke highly about me. What I was listening. I said, I didn't know that he wasn't. He was there. Then the next thing, the contract, they didn't want to renew him. They promised him a survivor. They're going to give him 2 years. They didn't give him. Then now we don't have a coach. They called me again. What do you think about Professor?
Professor again.
I said, no. And he's listening. I said, no, but he can help us. No, yeah. They call him.
Is there anyone that you said can't help us? Because I'm curious now.
Agree, Banu. That time, I'm thinking, the situation is a real muson.
Let me call these breakdowns once, maybe they know
the situation with if I score one, how can I close it?
Yeah.
Silly game. But now he came also to Tanda. I called him now to Tanda. Then he was there. But the nice thing with the things didn't go well between me and him. But at the end of the day, I've made peace.
Yeah.
I'm a man of God. I've because the situation that happened, that was very sensitive, and end up ending my career.
Yeah.
Because
I'm glad it's okay, and we're close to 2 hours now, so we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I've got one question.
You've got one episode of one. So, sorry about that. Let me start.
Okay.
So we're going to wrap it up. It's not a personal question. I still wanted to talk to you about leopards. But let's do, because I know you had a great time. That was interesting. A lot of stories. But I want to talk about the league currently.
Yeah.
Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. Who do you think, do you think Pirates are still in the run? We have to talk about it. They just lost, unfortunately, to Gallants over the weekend. So, yes, game in hand. Doesn't mean points, though.
Yeah, game in hand, we know. Doesn't mean you can catch up.
Yeah.
Because those ones already, they've got advantage. They've got the points in the back. You're hoping. So they're playing hoping game. But to be honest, we know. With my experience, with Sundowns, the current Sundowns that is
that was set up by Pito's structure.
Yeah.
That team, you will never catch them. Once they are up there, I don't think it will be easy. It's gonna. They have to. It has to be a magic of somehow. But I don't see them losing any game from now on in the league. Or you'll find if they lose, it's gonna. Their lose going to be a draw. So yeah. It's gonna be.
So you think it's done? The league is still staying in Klokop.
I think it will stay in Klokop. The only thing that worries me, it says like. Sundowns, now it becomes a soap, like you know, the soap itself, that there's a scenario where schemes are me quite over. So,
then
come quite quite Yabu have after a year, era, same similar things here, get Tabo Maputa, Maragi, the same thing, Iran, quite. Why I'm saying that?
Yeah.
They win league, semi final, calf out.
Yeah.
Next season again, win league. Semi-final calf out. So, that's what I'm saying. Is they do it repeatedly. It's like it's a tradition. Let's hope maybe this year they will surprise us. Because three past seasons after by win, from more, even like the same thing. They win the league convincingly.
Yeah.
They go to calf, semi-final, out.
Where do you think Paris will fare at the calf Champions League?
I think they can also be in the same... semi-final.
Okay.
What? Ish, you know, I've got other things in this camp. It also had inali the dynamic in yana yeng where, you know the what do you call? I don't know, but it's another day topic. But it's inali dynamic yeng where like.
Yeah, it's tricky. Yeah.
Kifila hori. It's going to be a milestone in the setup of South Africa to have a team, one of the chairmen's having two stars. Wearing a tracksuit with the two stars while the big man there at Moria wearing one star. It's like you're undermining. All of us will have one.
I see your politics there.
You see, it will never happen. This is why when it reaches semi-final, it bounces somehow.
You think bounce somewhere officiating something might happen?
Yeah, I just want to check something. I mean, obviously, we are what? Sanas, I think they've played 20 matches now. We're pretty much close to the end of the season now. There's been a discussion about Lucas Ribeiro. Do you think, is he your player of the season?
Definitely. Not a doubt. That one, it's gone. It's in his pocket, that one. Player of the season, And the more the league is getting to the end, I think now he's getting more.
That's true.
Yeah, I think it's not dropping. He's
getting
it's like the season is starting now for him. The way he's doing things.
All right. And then lastly, I know that I said that was my last question, but I promise this is my last one. I remember having an argument with you and Eddie about Relebohile Mofokeng. You saying that, no, maybe a smaller in your country goes overseas, just, you know, get the game time overseas. And your brother saying, Hadulemo. Your thoughts about Riley and really his progress and what we're seeing so far. I mean, the consistency is not as there.
Yeah.
I mean, some games are good, but when he's on song, he's on song.
I will also repeat again. I believe if those boys, especially him and this one, which one, the left footer. If chance, given a chance, or they get opportunity to go Europe, by now they should leave. Pirates should release them, should hand them over to those teams. Obviously, it will be a benefit of the national team. As a country will benefit, their experience, this is about the national team. It's a plus. It will be a plus for us because sometimes we're holding on to these youngsters. We're holding on to these players until it's too late. Like, if for example, if given a chance that time, Hori, Donna had to go to overseas, what could happen to national team? That 2010 that we were going to play,
Donna sits on an experience. I said, I'll go.
What
was going to happen for the
good
way? So we must change it. I think the chairman, the team need to change the culture. They need to give these boys a chance. They must release these boys. Like this boy now, for me personally, I'm saying, if the club comes knocking for Pirate now, season so rather than they must make a deal, the boy must go overseas. They mustn't say hold on to the player, because now you hold on to the player, the next thing, remember, move football on, like, especially in South Africa, with the lifestyle in South Africa, it's not easy for Agaba consistent for the next coming 3 years.
Yeah.
It's more and more.
Because I mean, as is,
there's so many
now.
Yeah.
Now in the second round, I think he has been very, very poor.
It's been very, very poor.
Really. I checked the stats.
Yeah.
People don't realize this. You know, the Sales Sundowns guy has got more goals than Rayleigh in the league this season.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's what I'm saying. Release him. Give him another fresh start.
Challenge.
At Amai, then when he comes to South Africa, he comes, and then he also aggregate that age. You're protecting the boy. The main is not to make money. It's also to protect the boy.
For sure.
From the exposure alluring. Because TikTok or mama social media. So avoid that. Let's say, let's protect these young boys. Let them go. Come home, motive, so leave football, sleep football, eat football, so that they can be able to work too. So.
Hi, Taka.
Basketball
Taka.
Really,
this is great.
How long is this? This must be 2 hours now, eh?
Or Regalo, or Taka, or Kupeta, or Blackle Pass. Togazanim Gunyar. Give weekend off. Coach David Bain. And then now, Tirello phone David Bain. No. Aircraft weekend off Narita. Hi. But Jovek, we drive down. Tirela next. This week must train. And then give FIFA calendar. I told her, and Rohola Friday. Tozala Rai, Nagya Hai, Giri, Rao, Tabo, Nagya Hai. Our trainer Saturday through.
Yeah.
By Nagya Magala. One Pune, Lara Itaka, Bushi, Yara Taka. Ah, nuggets are made like a tower. And then, arai, sawar. Gisha, Bugumna, I hope she would Jimmy through David Bain. Hey, guys, it's with the sadness to announce the passing of Togazana's uncle, Chester. Hey, I want to laugh. Can I go, Chester? Give me a guap. Because I'm a Chester. David Bain. Togazana's uncle, his name is Chester.
He's
dude, man. Chester. Hey, that was fine. Karma, Raju, Arai, Naginoa.
No.
Hey, you know, I do have a little pass.
And I know there's a whole more story that we need to go through.
But I
have
to ask Naskat.
Yeah.
A brigadier. After training, Togazan, are you not winning? If you win in this place, you'll be like Naturena, man. I'll build a cafeteria, snooker, young kind of like that. Upalaku keramo.
Ari, if you don't make me happy, I don't make you happy.
Agar chalete, etlo ten. Kuiye wabo normaki. Rhola Friday. Or maybe on a Monday. Rtala weekend, we will have the results. Rtala, we will have the results. Barrage. Monday, I think. Ute ngu de ku vendo, ube la jobek. I think so. Uta ku tapos. Pepe, let's have a bed. Rage. Togazan, No, Thokozani, you don't make me happy, I don't make you happy. I'm not Father Christmas. No. I come at all. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Saturday, Rohola Thursday. I rejoice, ruin. Get born Saturday, ruin. Rohola Tapos, right to next week. Ratagans, Amajita, Vanugo, Raga Sound, or Margins, Artazan, or Tatin Magita, Lerenter Sound, or Tatin Magi.
Yeah.
I want a Tiriella phone that was a narrative. Phone, Arbaba? At your. Talk to the bank. The money's in. You make me happy, I make you happy. We didn't do that for days before. And we didn't tell him when.
Yeah.
But you are. You're fucking Isaiah and you're fucking man.
Yeah.
It's good. But we didn't tell him. Tokozan, talk to the bank. The money's
in.
You make me happy, I make you happy.
You're happy. Yappy, quickly. I know we're still running out of time. There's this funny sense of humor in your family between you and Eddie. Where does it come from? Because now I'm really curious.
I think my dad was thinking. My dad is also, man. Yeah, when you're sitting with him, you always talk long stories.
Yeah.
You always laugh about it. Yeah, he always is a talkative.
Yeah. And he taught you well. Yeah. The both of y'all. That's how we're going to wrap up the Arena Sports Show. Because
this is the longest one, eh?
But it's been absolutely fantastic. I'm hoping you enjoyed it as much as we did. But you enjoy. Take care. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.